Well, hello, everybody. This is Pastor Bert Cloud with your Sunday forecast. Well, I hope you're doing really, really well. And I hope that you have been outside. It has been absolutely glorious these last couple of days. Walked outside, it was like 80 degrees, and I'm like, goodness gracious, this is awesome. And I hope that you've had a chance to enjoy that. Of course, it's going to get cold again. You know, it's going to catch back up with us for sure. But we're inching our way towards that glorious moment of spring and Easter. And I'm really excited about that. Now, during this season of preparation, this season of Lent, we have been working our way through a series talking about the miracles, the signs of life in the miracles seen in the Gospel of John. Our companion book has been Seven Miracles, Signs of Life in the Gospel of John, written by some really awesome people and, you know, we're friends of mine and just good, good souls. Our particular kind of take on that has been to look at how these miracles, and there's kind of a structure to them, but how these miracles kind of point to the abundant life, the wonderful life that God is offering to us, even in the challenges of all that we are seeing, all that we're seeing in the world, in our community, in our personal lives, in our homes. You know, it's challenging for sure, but God has offered us, even still, in the midst of that, something more. And so this Sunday, we are going to be talking about a particular miracle where Jesus is showing up in the middle of a storm and speaks words that reveal who he is. I am. It is I. And so we will draw from the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verses 16 through 21, we are picking up exactly where we left off in the last miracle this last Sunday, and we'll be stepping into that. Now, this last miracle we talked about last Sunday was a big deal, and probably left a lot of the people going, can this get any better? What in the world? And then this happens. So let me read this for you. I'm reading to you from the New Revised Standard Version, updated edition, and I want you to kind of hear these words and sort of be thinking about them as we are preparing to talk about this with each other on Sunday. So, like I said, all that happened that we talked about last Sunday occurred, and then we have this. So, when evening came, Jesus's disciples went down to the sea, got into a boat, and started across the sea to Capernaum. It was now dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. The sea became rough because a strong wind was blowing, and when they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, my arms are tired just hearing that, when they had rowed 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea, coming near the boat, and they were terrified. When he said, but he said to them, it is I. Do not be afraid. Then they wanted to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat reached the land toward which they were going. So this Sunday, drawing on this this particular chapter in the Gospel of John and our companion book, Seven Miracles, we will reflect on how the simple words, it is I, ring out and actually kind of reflects and sort of echoes the way that God speaks God's own name when in the Old Testament he says, I am, and how Jesus's presence still speaks peace into the storms, even into the storms that we are having today. So we'll explore what it means to recognize Christ, not only as a miracle worker, but also the Lord over all creation and over all fears, the one who climbs into the boat with us and accompanies us safely to the shore. So I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a great, great time to be together on Sunday. Now, I'm also kind of looking ahead. I hope you are too, Easter, and we have all kinds of things going on. So please do check out the information in our weekly communications and the stuff that you'll receive from the church. Lots of information about things that are getting ready to happen. A couple of things I want to lift up to you, though, while I got you, while we're talking together. So one thing I want you to know is that I will be preaching at a thing called Improv Church. And that's going to be not at our church, but at a church called The Vine, T-H-E-V-I-N-E, The Vine, UMC, on Saturday, March 28th. I think that's out in Dunloring. And it's a monthly gathering where there's a short sermon. They've been doing this for a long time. It's really cool. There's a short sermon. This time it's by me. You know, sorry. But this time it's by me. And that serves as a launch pad for a night of unscripted improv comedy with professionals. There will be professional comedians kind of like, you know, riffing off of that. And so it's going to be just a wonderful experience. That they have a mocktail bar. There's concessions. And it's really intended to be a welcoming space for everyone, including especially those who might never walk into a traditional worship service. So if you're kind of like cool with a traditional worship service, that's great. This will be different. But, you know, the content will be, you know, this divine, holy, wonderful mystery, right? But it's also, you know, for folks who are, you know, kind of not necessarily comfortable with that or, you know, ready to kind of explore something more or something bigger. And so because of that, it's open to people ages 14 and above, and that's because it's kind of unfiltered and it's certainly unscripted and it might be a little off color at times. So if that makes you uncomfortable, then this might not be for you. But, you know, if you can hang with that, come on down. It'll be great. At the end of the night, we'll have communion and prayer. To anyone who's interested, it's kind of offered to folks. There's no pressure to take part. There's just, you know, the opportunity to, the invitation to, you know, take part, but no pressure. Just presence is the design and the intention. Tickets for this are $10. It's a $10 donation, and those are available online at the door, and you can find more details about this at thevineva.org, thevineva.org. Now, also, I wanted to remind you and invite you to come out during Holy Week. We will have a Maundy Thursday service. We'll have communion as part of that. It'll be a very important time. Then on Friday, we will have a wonderful Good Friday worship experience focusing on the seven last words of Jesus from the cross. Our choir will, our choir's so great, and they will offer music from a piece called The Seven Last Words by Michael John Trotta, incredible composer, incredible musician, and that music will be paired with artwork by kind of a favorite around here and beloved artist Scott Erickson. We will have that and some other reflections as part of that. That's going to be on Friday, April the 3rd at 7 p.m. But both the Thursday night and Friday night services are at 7 p.m. And this will be, you know, just a great opportunity to get ready. It'll be a powerful evening of music and art and reflection. And you don't want to miss this. This is going to be great. Well, listen, that's all the time that I have for this week. I hope that you are going to join us on Sunday, and I look forward to seeing you at 10 a.m. live, in person, or online at Sterling United Methodist Church. God bless you, and I will see you very soon.